Imagine yourself out in the country, surrounded by grass, gazing out into the sunset, scintillating and glistening over the cool, crisp water. It smells like the country, but the good kind, like cut grass and wood, and the faint smoky scent of a fire fading into the distance. You feel calm and settled, like this is the best place in the world. This is the American dream, a new beginning, and I think that's what the artist Albert Bierstadt was trying to convey when he illustrated this amazing work of virtuosity, Sunset on the Plains. Bierstadt was born in Solingen, Prussia, now in present-day Germany, and moved to the United States when he was 2 years old. He developed a love for topography and photography, which led him to later paint landscapes in Western America. For many people that don't live in America, they have this idealistic view about the U.S., creating a better life for themselves, doing things that weren't formerly possible back where they used to live. That's why my family moved here from Sicily, Italy. During World War II, my great-grandparents were very poor, and they were living off nothing, praying to find a better life somewhere. After the war, they moved to America, settled in St. Louis, and started a bakery. America gave them the hope of starting a better life, just as it did for hundreds of thousands of immigrants. Along with beginning a new future, came a new space, new culture, and a new way of thinking. I think the oil on the canvas was a really suitable art technique, because it made me feel like I was experiencing the countryside how it was back in the mid-1800s. I presume that there's a part in all of us that wants to go back to antediluvian times where everything we did wasn't crowded by technology. Take an adventure to a place where we can just chill, and take a break from everything swarming around us. This piece made me feel relaxed and calm, but at the same time longing for something more. It makes me want to watch the serene and charming sunset from the vast plains of the prairie when I know I can't. However, I can't help but think that maybe it's for the better that God put me here, so I can really appreciate the things in life that make it so special. This is Emma with another Southwest podcast.